Okay, we are on BBS radio network on the internet. This is Winfrey, and we're here a little early. We're not going to officially start until 6:30.
Correct.
But we're just going to let the people, you can hear people checking into the conference line, and this is a simulcast between the telephone conference line and the internet. So, let's see, we have Karen and Andine, and who else?
Wesley and Diane from Mountain View.
Wesley, it's nice to hear your voice in the United States.
Hey there, Wynn. Nice to hear your voice, too.
Hi, Diane.
Hi.
Hi, can I be heard?
Is that Suzanne?
Yes, hi.
We can't hear you.
You can't? Oh, wait. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. I'm kidding you.
Okay. I thought I was the invisible person here.
Okay, Wayne is on.
And Wayne is on in South Carolina.
Right.
And who else is on?
Francis?
Francis
from California.
Francis in Concord. And who else?
Jeff in Northridge.
Jeff in Northridge. And who else? I know there's more of you that are not talking. Actually, when I got on the line, there were four people that were on the line listening in. Four for stealth. Hang on just a second. Hang on. My name is Wynn. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Hi, Wynn. It's Dee from Brevard, North Carolina.
Hi, Dee.
Hi.
By the way, no cursing because we're on the air right now. We're on BBS radio.
Who are you referring to?
Okay.
I was thinking of playing that Rajneesh tape.
I might
do that on one Monday. And I don't know if you guys know who Rajneesh is, but he was kind of a guru figure in the 60s and 70s. Eventually got in trouble because he had too many Rolls Royces that he was buying with all the money that people were sending him. And I think that it was, if you know the story, it was a big scandal. One of his own disciples poisoned him. but he was very controversial. He took up a city, a whole city in Oregon, and they started registering, and people got really mad because they thought they were going to lose their politics. In any case, my name is Wynn. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Hi, Wynn. It's Jackie in San Diego.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi.
Is your dad next to you?
Yes.
Would you give him a smile for me?
Will do.
Okay. Anyone else like to say their name and their city? We are on the Monday night conference call, which is being broadcast live on BBS. And so, simultaneously to being on this call, we're also on BBS radio. And hang on just a second.
There are 12 participants in the conference.
So we have 12 participants, and we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 people that have identified themselves. So we have 3 of you guys that are stealth. And that's okay to be stealth. I think that for what we do, you should listen in and feel free to listen in. And when you want to come back in and identify yourself, if you do at a future time, that's fine. And people always wonder, what am I getting myself into if I say my name? I'm the same way. I'm the kind of guy that would walk into a room and sit by the back door in case I wanted to leave if I didn't like what was going on in the room. So my name is Wynn. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Yeah, this is Samuel from Phoenix.
Samuel. Hi, Samuel.
Hi, how's it going?
You know what? Ever since I saw your picture on the on the kitchen, I have increased my affinity level with you.
Oh, cool.
Well, I mean, it was seeing your picture and having your mother rave about you. Okay. Both. Oh, he's an artist. He's so talented. He's an indigo kid. Of course. I hope I'm not embarrassing anybody. You know, Samuel, I have you pegged for something, and I told your mother, someday when we start getting a lot of attention to what we're doing, I'm going to have you be the leader of doing conference calls for Indigo Kids.
Oh, cool.
If you want to.
I'd be open to that.
I thought that's an awesome idea. And it would be a challenging one, too. It would be like people getting on the line and saying, hey, man, I can't concentrate. My ADD is bugging me. Anybody else on the line? No. Okay. So this is another Monday. We're on the air right now on BBS Radio. Don put us on early, so while we were checking in, we were actually people were listening to this. And tonight's going to be kind of special, and because there's somebody. My name is Wynn. Would like to say your name and your city.
Carol, Ohio.
Hi, Carol.
Hi.
Nice to hear you. And my name is Wynn. I'd like to say your name and your city.
Yeah, this is Dana and Ed in Washington.
Dana and Ed in Washington. Hi, Dana and Ed. So nice
Hi.
To hear you again and again. Thank you for being so consistent on this line. Anyone else on there? No. Okay. So I'm going to mute everybody.
The following conference commands are available to the moderator. To record a conference, press star. All callers are muted.
Okay, everybody's muted. And let me say that when I'm doing talking on this line, I have a great deal of gratitude for everyone that's checked into the conference line, even though it's me talking, because those people who have checked in regularly and regularly and regularly, most of them have learned to hold a certain steady energy. And because they're on the line, while I'm on the line, they're helping to hold the energy for everyone that's listening out on the internet, wherever you are. The goal of this line, and it started out as an experiment, was to create, I don't know if I put it in these terms at the time, but I can put it in these terms now, to create an impact on the morphogenetic field, which is the field of energy that it would be like the precursor before the physical realm. It's the energy that flows through the cosmos, the universe, and the morphogenetic field is one of the really cool new ways of describing that, although it's been described as the unified field and prana, and it's an energy that people who are on spiritual paths throughout the history of mankind have all found some word to describe it. And probably if you were a hippie in the 60s and 70s, maybe even later, you used the word vibes. Like if you walked into a room and said, this room has good vibes, then you were sensitive to the morphogenetic field. And the morphogenetic field of our planet is made of the sum total of all the consciousnesses of everyone on it. And so many people are fairly, what you could say, apathetic. They don't really impact the field one way or the other. And they go along with the leader, and sometimes whatever is in the news is what changes their consciousness to affect the field. And then there's other people that have interest in impacting this field in a negative sense so that it contracts our energies here and traps us and enslaves us. And then there's other people who, you could say, are operating from an uplifted positive consciousness that actually are changing the field for the better. So we have this kind of war going on for control of this field. And at different times, different groups have predominated and we might have gone through the dark ages, or we've gone through different circumstances that were not so pleasant. And other times we've gone through maybe a golden age where a more positive group could prevail, and it would change the whole planet. One thing about the apathetic people is that they will go along with whatever is in front of them. So if we can win those people and get them to pay attention, they can support what we're doing. Now, one of the things we're doing on this line is not only do we have this small group of people on the line impacting this field, we have supposedly these two group soul energies, which are billions of energies, working with us, impacting the field, because they have the desire to create more of a positive outcome on this planet. And when there's a group of high intent that calls on them, because we have free will, they have free will, then they will participate in helping to strengthen the energy of that positive intent. And so, how do I know this is true? This is not something I knew 5 years ago. The way that it happened is they started talking to me. First, I wrote a book called The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, which described and introduced one of these group energies. And as I was writing the book, the other group energy started communicating to me through the spontaneous channelings of two personal relationships in a row. And so when it first started happening, I certainly didn't have the confidence about talking about them that I do now. I spent a long, long time, I would say at least a couple of years, wondering if this could be real. Could they really be who they say they are? How can I test this? What are the circumstances to prove to me that this is really an accurate model of what's going on? And then after a couple of years of having a lot of, circumstances that kept validating that the premise was right, I started to be more predisposed to think this was the way it worked. And I didn't quite know how to use this, how to use this communication or this experience I was having. And the conference call came as an idea. Maybe this would work, because maybe if we were on the conference call, I could invite them to be on the conference call, and they would work with the people on the conference call, and that we would have some kind of experience that this was real. And so now the conference call has been going on for a while, and of course we're on BBS radio. And during the course of the call, you who are listening, who may be listening newly, who maybe you're one of the beeps that didn't identify themselves, or you're one of the people that has tuned in on BBS radio and wondering what the hell's going on here. During the course of this call, you may notice some shifts in your energy, because these group souls say that they can come into your space. They can come into your space as a positive energy and change the vibration where you are. And they only will do this if you ask them, if you're open to it. If you're listening and you're kind of either skeptical or perhaps afraid, which is reasonable, wondering, how do I know I can trust this, then they'll back off and you'll just hear this with your mind rather than have that experience of feeling their vibe in your space. But if you feel comfortable enough to be open to that, then I would suggest relax, lay down, sit down, breathe deeply, shut your eyes if you like, and notice the energy in your space as this call progresses. And check it out as much as you want. You don't have to ever identify yourself. But if you identify yourself, it helps give energy back. because, as I said, part of the purpose of this call is for you to have an experience of upliftment. And the other part of the purpose of this call is for us as a group to team up with these major soul groups and do a little part of changing the morphogenetic field so that our planet can have a more positive outcome. So, as I said, there's negative forces that are also trying to impact this field. And as we read in the news every day, there's a lot of things happening that one could relate to as being scary. And if you end up being scared, then you are part of the group that is helping to project a negative aspect to this morphogenetic field. Now, that's not to make mean you should judge yourself. Sometimes fear is an uncontrollable response. But if you get used to coming into these calls, you may find that your fear level starts to diminish or go away. What is fear about? I guess the worst fear is that we're going to die. And if you think that this life is all there is, and that when you die, you go to the worms, then I guess there's reason to be fearful. The evidence is, at least as it's been presented to me in many of my own life experiences, and also in many conversations with these groups, the Elohim and Ra, is that, in fact, when you die, you continue. Not your body, obviously, but your energy. And the best way to, maybe Ra calls you a social memory, let's say a mind-body-spirit complex, is the name that Ra has. Ra is one of those group energies for a human, a mind-body-spirit complex, which is interesting because it's you're a complex, you're a mind. Your mind is thinking. You're a body. Your body is physical. And now you're a spirit. And the spirit, a part of you, is that part of you which extends into this morphogenetic field that you can't see. So now, you can only really discover that that part of you exists by reverse engineering, or like looking at aspects of it in your life. Although some people can see it. Some people can see spirit forms, can see energy forms on the other side. I'm not one of them. I see energy in the physical. I can see like auric fields around people. I can see that this field is a light energy. But I don't see anything beyond that, although I can, sometimes I intuitively feel it. But some people can actually see it, and I don't even know if see it is the right way. Terry, who is one of the people who channels, is very sensitive. She can know when things are going to happen in another part of the planet. She picks it up, and I've watched her, and so often she says something, and it happens, or it happened. And there's some level of credibility in watching someone that can do that over a period of time. So, we are, what time is it? It's 6:45. We're going to have tonight we did a channeling just before this call. And those of you that were on the Fire the Grid evening, we had a combination of both group souls blending, talking to us as a team group. When I say both groups, I don't mean the entire groups. I don't quite understand how it works. In fact, all I do is hear them and I say, well, I wonder if that's true. I think it might be. But what they said was members of one group and members of the other blended together and were talking to our group. So We did a channeling just prior to being on the air tonight and said, would you like to address the group? And they said they would. And so I have the particular address they made, and then I asked a couple of questions afterwards. And I thought I would run their address and then also let you hear the questions, because the questions were kind of a general nature. And you can kind of hear how it's, you know, you can share my experience of what it's like to go back and forth and ask these questions and get answers. So let me get this thing ready. And just a moment. I'm setting up. We're actually, this recording will be posted really shortly so that you'll be able to access this for yourself at a future time. And, see. This is September 3rd. And we are in Academy classes. Okay. Would you like to give a state of the cosmos address to our cosmos, which I'll play later for our conference line?
Give us a minute. And help into a realm of a section of the Ra group and a section of the Elohim group. We are delighted to share energies with you today. We would ask if any of you have any healing that you would wish for your own self or for others to ask silently at this time. As we are nonlinear and multi-dimensional, we are able to track with you. If you have any secret anguishes you wish to be eased, please bring them up and bring them into our combined energies, so that they may be viewed and understood and lightened. We appreciate the work and the attention that each of you are giving to the grid healing. It is our heartfelt thanks that we are able to participate with you in our heartfelt grateful really think of and the beginning of the flow between the stuckness of the higher dimension and your dimension. We are on duty, so to speak. We are open for your communications silent or loud. We are here for you, and with this we turn the program back over to Winfrey.
Okay, that's a hard act to follow. And what I want to do is we ask some more questions after their official greeting. And I wasn't officially going to be considered to be part of this call, but I thought the questions were interesting enough that I would continue playing it and let you hear the interaction. Before I do that, I'm going to unmute everybody because I just want to make sure you can hear that.
All callers are unmuted.
Were you guys able to hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It was audible. Okay. All right. I'm going to continue. Let me mute you again.
All callers are muted.
Okay. Let's continue just a moment.
Can I ask a question? It's a general question.
Yes.
Sometimes people are taught in the spiritual groups that they have guides and to look for their guides and their guides will help them. Could you explain the function of these so-called guides? And can we trust guides to be positive all the time? Or can they make it wrong to sign a guide and make it look positive, so to speak?
There are several questions in there. One of the questions was to explain the role of guides. There are a number of different possibilities as guides. There are angel guides who are there for protection, to give you love, to give you guidance as to the path to the heaven realms, to be there for life, for you to draw on, to be there as support. There are others that would trap one's energy, which would be a sucker on one's energy and would be there for the learning and the companionship and the receiving of training. Those we would not classify as guides.
That means this learning, you believe that you're connected to?
It may be a discarnate entity, or it may be someone that is in possession of one, which has gotten into that status for various avenues. There are then the upper dimension. We would call them companions, but such as the Ra group and the Elohim group. It's a companion and a sojourner, which is available to one should one seek it. And it is less attached individually to one as to be there when one asks and calls upon one, and which has a higher duty in some respects scanning energies for individuals who are asking and are seeking deliverance from some problem or some situation which they cannot see their way through. We are there in various means of support for them. Moral support, loving support, actual dream suggestions which may come in through the dream state between waking and sleeping. So, the first thing would be to ask. The second thing would be to watch your dream states and to see what thoughts and pictures you have as you move from the sleep realm into the waking realm.
So, it is possible to have what does look like a positive time. It's actually a point that's coming from the negative realms.
There are those possibilities, yes, of a negative being attempting to sway someone. However, when this happens, there are usually some weakness or opening in the individual for some desire for the contact, which makes the contest viable and possible, although the reason for it may have since become totally subconscious.
Okay. Well, let's see. Another question. We posted something last week about how the morphogenetic field changing it can actually save a species. It was something by Rupert Sheldrake. And what are the kinds of activities on this planet that change the morphogenetic field? For example, if you have a hit song that's very high vibration, will that change the morphogenetic field? If you have a newspaper headline of a certain caliber, will that change the morphogenetic field for positive or negative? Is this field constantly changing according to the awareness, the public consciousness of the planet?
Would you define a morphogenetic field as you're using it?
Well, the morphogenetic field would be the combined energy fields that we all create by the combination of our consciousnesses in the other dimensions. In other words, we're only in the physical, but I have reason to believe that part of us extends into the non-physical, and we group together in the non-physical, and then we create a group consciousness in the non-physical, just as we do on this conference tonight. But there's also a group consciousness that's created by the public, by the thought storms of the public that relates to their day-to-day activities, what they're taking in, what they the morphogenetic field would be that field to hold these group consciousnesses together as it then affects the entire, reverse effects the consciousness of everyone else. Does that make sense? Maybe not.
Yes, that's a very good question. And the creative hit song, which everybody may be singing, which is uplifting, may then lift the whole spirit of a section of the country or even a larger section. For instance, one of John Denver's songs was given to the head of China, and it was played on the radio stations in China, and this created an input into the morphogenic field of China of a bit of the Western culture, and it raised the field, the vibration. Songs are a very good way to raise the vibration of area. We do not need to even go into any positive, any of the negative ways which the morphogenic field can be influenced by some of the actions which are portrayed on the news, and then the copycat crimes tend to bring up as it gets into the field, and almost on a subconscious level, some of the people that are leaning in a criminal way tend to feel it is all right then to act it out. So the more the positive you can keep in the media, the uplifting that you can present with your movies and your media, the better, the happier, the more grease towards getting along the people will feel, the more trust people will have for each other. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. So, it's quarter to six. I have to do my call at 6:15. Is there anything else you'd like to add? For me or Terry?
We are pleased with this interaction, and we are honored, and our joy at this interaction cannot even be expressed. We love each and every one of you, and are open to each and every one of you on this call. Please.
You know what? We should ask this for people on the call. When you look at us, one of us, how would we perceive you in the highest sense? What do you look like? There's no vision where you are. There's no physical objects where you are. So how would we visualize the Elohim group and the Ra group combining in our mind's eye? Since it doesn't seem to be a visual representation.
One may experience the emotion, the joy, the feeling of connectedness, the feeling of equanimity that everything is okay, that one is loved. And it is the sense of feeling. We do not have a face. We are an amorphous amoeba type energy which reaches into your realm as a unseen handshake.
Okay. Well, I think I'll play that tonight. People will appreciate that. And thank you for answering my questions, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. And we love you. I didn't know what to do.
Okay. I hope you guys could hear that. This is Wynn again. You know, maybe I want to make a suggestion here, and that is that if you all want to submit some general type questions, and if I can get Terry to cooperate, maybe we will play the answers to those questions on a Monday night. So you can send them to my email, winfrey@yahoo.com, or there is a form on the BBS page for submissions or connections with the person who's doing a show. So if you send it on that show, I'm not promising when we will give the answer. And, of course, it has to do with scheduling and my locations. And if sometimes we can do channelings over the phone, and if we can, then, of course, it makes it easier. But that's up to Terry. So we'll try that out. Put that out to you. This is not for personal questions. This is for questions of a general nature about anything you want. And we'll see what happens. All right. It's 7:08, and we have another, let's see, 15 minutes. One of the things we could do now is, since we've created this wonderful energy with those groups, is we can do calling in of the light now and perhaps do our planetary meditation, which I'm tempted to turn over to Wayne, except since I didn't clear it with him, I better not. We'll do a little planetary meditation. And this is where we are actually putting into action what we were talking about in terms of impacting the morphogenetic field as a group. And when we do this, we always have the caveat of everything we ask for to be in the highest good of all concerned. In other words, we don't always know what that is, and we may think something is, and we may be wrong. So we ask for the universal discernment to take whatever we ask for and put it through that filter so that only those things that pass through that filter actually come about. So, Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this call, each person anywhere in the world that's listening to this broadcast on BBS Radio, and that any negativity right now can be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in this flow of energy radiating from the center of our galaxy through our bodies and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we who voluntarily choose to do so, we ask that we merge our own energies for the moment of this call in other dimensions. And we create a group energy amongst all of us who are on the call, on the phone line, and all of us who are listening somewhere out on the planet over the internet. We join our energies together. And those of you who are more sensitive are noticing the shift in your space as I ask for that to occur. And now we're going to ask for those group souls, for those positive energies entities, service to others who are wanting opportunities to assist us, that need us to be the volunteers to bring this energy into our planet. We ask those group souls to join with our souls in as big a conglomeration as we can handle. And we take this energy and we surround our planet with it right now. And as we surround our planet, we find that there are areas of weakness, areas where the energy is not flowing well, areas where there's been war, where there's been earthquakes. Even when where there's been extreme heat and people are uncomfortable. We're going to see that energy seeking those areas. We see it flowing around the Middle East. We see it flowing in Washington. We see all the major cities in our country. Boston, New York, Miami, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Chicago, Kansas City, Seattle. If you have a connection with a city, and we didn't mention it, project your energy to that city that you have a connection with right in this moment and surround it. Let yourself be the focal point that energy can move through you to that city. We send this energy to the high selves of everyone on this planet that is looking and reaching and searching for something real, something they can hold on to. We ask that they can feel this energy for a moment through their own consciousness. We send this energy to all the nuclear reactors all over the planet. I can think of the one in San Diego Mountain. Let's see. I can't remember the name. The one just south of San Clemente. Anywhere else. And that we can contain the Lawrence Radiation Laboratory. We contain the disturbance in the field that these reactors create. And for those of us that have been on the conference call line, you know that we've been doing grid healings, and what we've done is we've had people actually go to a given area, and we've planted this light energy in that area with a group on the conference line, with the support of the Elohim and Ra groups. So right now, I will go through some of those areas that we have gone to, and we will project our energies there as a group to reiterate the original planting of energy that was done. So we'll start with New York City, the Brooklyn Bridge, the United Nations, the World Trade Center site. We'll go to Philadelphia. We'll go to Independence Hall. And City Hall. We'll go to St. Louis. And we have the arch there that we spent quite a bit of time anchoring energy with. We will go to Wilshire Boulevard in Los Angeles. And we will see this light energy projecting all the way up and down Wilshire Boulevard, all the way from the ocean to downtown, where a group took a ride and drove that distance. We'll go to Mount Shasta. We'll go to the Denver airport and surround it with light. We'll bring this energy to Columbine High School. And the Mormon Temple in Salt Lake City. And all of Salt Lake City, as we look down on it from, I believe it was called Ensign Hill. Now we'll go to San Diego. And we'll go to the top of Soledad Mountain. Overlooking the north and south, and we can see ourselves radiating out from that mountain. And there was another area in San Diego. You folks in San Diego who are on the line, help me project into that area, because I can't remember what it was. Thank you. And then we'll go to San Francisco, and we'll go to Coit Tower. We'll go to Twin Peaks and look down at that view of the San Francisco area from all directions. Hold the light energy there. We'll go to the Bay Bridge. We'll go to the University of California campus in Berkeley. We'll go to the Lawrence Radiation Laboratory. And we'll go to the Hayward Fault. We'll go to the Golden Gate Bridge. I know I've missed a couple of places. I know I missed, I think Wesley did Singapore or Hong Kong. Wesley, whatever place you were at, let's focus that energy through you and reiterate it. I can't remember which one it was. And Gino's not on the line. I think he did Paris or someplace in Paris. So we'll skip that tonight. But on that note, we will end this part of it, and we have about 4 minutes left. And for those of you that are listening on BBS, normally we don't put this part of the call online because it takes the whole hour, and then we do it after we're disconnected. But what we do is we go around to the people on the telephone line, and each one puts something particular in the light for themselves, for healing. Those of you that are on BBS can take a moment and just think and project anything or anyone that you'd like to send this energy towards. So I'm going to unmute the line.
All callers are unmuted.
And let me see here. Andine, would you like to put something into the light?
Thank you, Wendy. Sorry, I was muted. Yes, I'd like to put Joe, Louise, Marcia, Mary, Jane, Frank, all beings and energies in the universe, and also everybody on this line, on this call, and everybody's projects, and love and light. Thank you, Wynn.
Thank you. And Wesley.
Thanks, Wynn. I'd like to put Denise and her sons in the light. I'd like to put Sue Lee in the light. And I'd like to put the Dolphin School in the light. Thank you.
Thank you. Suzanne in Arizona.
Yes, hello, Wynn. Thank you. I'd like to put my family, my extended family, and my daughters, Marcella, Laura, Claire, and Carly, my grandchildren, David, Gavin, and Jubilee, into the light. I'd like to put Karen and her situation with the Custy hearing coming up into the light. I'd like to put Gino and Claudia and Kendra for a place, a home that they might find in Europe. And I'd like to send gratitude and love to the Elohim Ra, Quo, and all the beings that are assisting us at this time in the service of the One Creator. Thank you.
Thank you, Suzanne. Diane in Mountain View.
Thanks. I'd like to put everyone on the line, my parents, my entire family, Wesley, Gino, Claudia, Sandra, to find a home that resonates with them. Terry, Wynn, Daphne, the dolphins, and the whales, and the crystal and indigo children. Thank you.
Thank you, Diane. It's 7:25, so it's time to say goodbye to our listeners on BBS Radio. Those of you who are tuned in and want to check out our websites, if you'd like to get your pencils out, we have theinsidescoop.org, T-H-E-I-N-S-I-D-E, scoop, where I kind of share how all this started for me. And then we have higher-vision.org, higher-vision.org, which is like an overview site that links to everything we're doing. Links to my book, links to the conference calls, links to the grid healings, and lots of things to explore there. I thank you so much for joining with us. Don, are you on the line now?